Support for Veterans Corner on Veterans Corner Radio is made possible by M&M Printing and the Observer News of Ruskin.
Hello and welcome to Veterans Corner Radio Podcast's information for and about veterans. For this edition of the podcast, host Bill Hodges sits down with John Langford, Chief Executive Officer, Project Healing Waters. Project Healing Waters is a national opportunity for any disabled American veteran. Through a network of clubs in 48 states, they provide a place for vets to come together and learn the skills of fly fishing. They provide the gear for building your own fly rod and instructors to teach the intricate skill of fly tying. There are also road trips to various locations, none of which costs the veteran. Here now is Bill Hodges with Veterans Corner Radio on Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.
Welcome to Veterans Corner, a show dedicated to providing information to all those who have served our country's military and to their families. Now, here is your host, newspaper columnist, management trainer, and Air Force veteran, Bill Hodges.
Hi, I am Bill Hodges, and this is Veterans Corner Radio. And with me today, I have John Langford. John is the Chief Executive Officer of Project Healing Waters, and you're going to want to hear this. I think this is a fantastic organization. By the way, I look very carefully at all these organizations before I put them on the air. And one of the places I go is Charity Navigator. And they give you an outline of how much money is spent on the program, how much goes into salaries, and so forth. This organization has a 97% Charity Navigator rating, which puts them in the four-star class. Then there's no five stars. Four is the best you can do. John, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about the background of Healing Waters.
Sure, Bill. It's great to see you this morning. So Project Healing Waters was founded in 2005. Our founder, Ed Nicholson, was a retired Navy captain at the time. He was at Walter Reed getting treatments for cancer. And if you remember, obviously, 2005, we had couple years of sustained combat. So the hospital was full of young wounded soldiers and Marines. And Ed, who's a lifelong outdoorsman and angler, said, "Hey, can I just take these kids outside on the grass and teach them how to cast?" And in that moment, I think he understood the power of, hey, let's get them out of this, you know, sterile environment that is associated with their injuries and wounds. The outdoors is a place of restorative power, and teaching the sport of fly fishing, I think Ed had insight that that could really help. And here we are 19 years later, and that really is our North Star. But that's how we got started, and we're in 48 states now with 183 local programs.
Wow, that is a success story all in itself.
It sure is. Yeah, we're privileged to be here in this. I've been on board since September of 2022, so very humbled to be part of this organization and that history.
Well, having been a fly caster years and years and years ago, and having done my share of walking up and down cold Michigan streams and bending over too far and leaving my waders full of water, I remember a lot about the skills needed there and the equipment. So what do you do? How do you help people with the skills and with the equipment?
Sure. So having grown up in Michigan, your story resonates with me. Some cold water up there in the fall when you tip over your canoe, when you're whitewater canoeing. But so as I said, we have 183 programs across the country in 48 states. I like to say, because it's true, our volunteers are the point of impact for our mission, for our participants. So in each of those programs, we have volunteer leadership that teaches fly tying and rod building and casting, and then takes our participants out on day outings. Through the generous donations of investors and fundraisers that we have, it's zero cost to the participants. So you don't have to be a fly angler. You know, we are not a fly fishing club. There are plenty of those, but we're an organization that is focused on the healing of our veteran community and the participants that come. And again, we have some just amazing volunteers. You met Becky Fortin locally. She's one of our best, and they teach all the skills and provide all the instructions and the peer-to-peer support as well.
You know, it's interesting. When we talked the other day, since then, I've been thinking about the program. And here I'm in the Tampa area, and I know there are several fishermen's clubs here in this area that could be a real resource for you if they knew about you. And I'm going to make sure some of them do, or as many as I can do.
Well, that's great, Bill. And you know, spreading the word, I think that's how so many of our participants come into the program, is because a buddy, you know, a brother or sister they served with said, hey, you need to check this out. A lot of our volunteers are prior participants. And then this is their way of just continuing their own healing journey by giving back. Not all of our volunteers are veterans, but I will say we've got some great relationships. Trout Unlimited, we have a partnership with in the Salt Arena, Bonefish and Tarpon Trust. And then a lot of local fly fishing clubs and shops. Yeah, absolutely.
In the Tampa area, we've got the flats out here in Tampa Bay.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So Becky's program there in Bay Pines, that's a big focus of theirs. But a lot of local community support, which is outstanding.
All right. Fly fishing is not cheap. Building a rod or getting a rod, you actually teach people how to make their rods?
Correct. Yeah. It's a pretty neat thing to see. And I'll, you know, transparently was not an experienced angler. I'm still not an experienced angler when I came on board. So I've had some of our amazing volunteers teach me as well. We'll get rod building kits. And it's a really cool process. Number one, you know, we talk about what we do. It's not about the fly fishing. It's about the community and the connectedness. And I'll talk a little bit more about why that's so important. But our programs meet a minimum of twice a month. Sometimes they meet weekly. And so our participants get to come, they get introduced to kind of the mechanics of the rod building process, and then they immerse themselves in it. They got great volunteers. And after a couple of weeks, they have a rod that they crafted and they can take it out of the water. And the really cool thing, same thing with tying flies. Most people probably come with zero experience. And so they get some amazing instruction. It's a great focus to see a participant with the rod that they built. In fact, I just had a call yesterday with one of our volunteer leaders in Atlanta. A guy caught his first striper on his first cast over the weekend with the rod that he built. Wow. So the joy of that whole experience and being able to hold, you know, a piece of craftsmanship that you put together is a pretty cool thing.
I think it's a fantastic thing. I've often thought about tying flies, but I never could get them to sit still long enough.
Yeah, I'm and the same way, Bill.
I'm sorry, that's
not
an
a
old
skill
joke.
Set.
But the fact is, let's talk about who's eligible for this program.
Yeah, so again, going back to the origin story with Ed Nicholson and Walter Reed and all of those service members were disabled, you know, visible, invisible wounds. And so currently, our eligibility is that participants have to have a disability rating from the VA, right? From the Veterans Administration, they get evaluated. And you can, some people find this odd, but it's, you can have a 0% rating from the VA. That's for a service-connected disability. The rating goes all the way up to 100%. But that 0% simply means that they've been evaluated. They have something that the doctor has identified as a service-connected disability, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, et cetera, is a common one. And so now that they have it on record, you know, 4 or 5 years from then, those things can become progressive. And so you can go back and get reevaluated. But I will say one of the things that we're looking to do in the eligibility space, a couple things that I talk about, we're not a fly fishing club. We're about community and connectedness and keeping our veteran participants from feeling isolated. That's really the driving cause for suicide. And in the veteran population, 45 and under, suicide is the second leading cause of death, which is stunning still when you look at the stats. A large percentage of those post 9/11, you know, younger veterans don't go to the VA for myriad reasons. They either don't trust it. They think, oh, save that money for someone else who really needs it, even though they really need it. And so what we would like to do is provide an opportunity to open up the aperture and make sure that the healing journey that Project Healing Waters provides is available to those who need it, even if they don't have a piece of paper that says they're VA disabled.
John, you've opened up my soapbox, and I talked with Undersecretary Jacobs about this in claims. You know, I believe if you think you have any kind of disability, the time to file a claim is now.
Right.
And Secretary Jacobs says the same thing. And one of the problems we have is that a lot of times a vet will say, well, I don't need it as bad as somebody down the street. And right. A good example of this is one fellow just refused to go to the VA. I've got good insurance. I don't have to worry about it, except he got a really strong illness, was put into an extended care facility, ran out of insurance. Now what?
Yeah.
I was able to get the VA to step in, and he was qualified. So you're so right. Getting a group of people together with like ideas, like thoughts, is really curative in itself.
Well, if you can look at us, I mean, we both serve, we both flew in aircraft, different eras. I guarantee you and I have similar experiences that we could share and go, oh my gosh, Bill, that was the same thing I experienced, you know, and we, you know, flew decades apart. I think it's that peer-to-peer relational, and it's really about relationships, right? Those are the things that bring people back to the meetings, that keep people coming back to learn. I talk about continuity of community, right? We're building community with our programs, and we want to make sure that it's not, hey, I went to this weekend fishing event, it was amazing, and then I went back home and nobody talks to me and I have to wait 6 months. You know what I mean? So it's those, how do we bring people together in a continuous, again, continuity of community? It makes people feel great and they feel supported and they feel understood. And then they can do, as I mentioned earlier, turn around and look at the person behind them and go, hey, let me give you a hand up and talk to you about what Project Healing Waters does.
You know, I would bet that that is something that happens on a regular basis. I learn how to tie a fly, or I learn how to build a fly rod, or I learn some skill in casting.
Yep.
Now I want to share that with others.
Yeah.
I expect that's how you've grown.
It really is. And again, and not all of our volunteers are participants, are veterans, you know, which is great. You know, your Air Force, I'm Marine Corps, they can, you get a non-veteran, they're agnostic about service. So some of the good-natured ribbing that we give each other isn't there, but they're, we do have a lot who come to us as participants and really experience healing for whatever, you know, it's not combat necessarily. That's a really small percentage of our veteran population. You could get injured on the job stateside. You could be struggling with transition out of uniform and really having a hard time finding work and support. And so all those things are things that we address just by virtue of building that community and connectedness. And then people want to give back and teach it to somebody else. That's the beauty of a program like that.
John, we've got about 2 minutes and we need to be sure to give contact information so people can go and find Becky and the rest.
It's projecthealingwaters.org. Again, our website is projecthealingwaters.org. You can find out where the locations are to become a participant, how to volunteer, how to donate, become an investor in our mission as well.
All right, let's give that website again very slowly.
Sure. It's projecthealingwaters.org. Projecthealingwaters.org.
John, we've got about a minute. What haven't I asked you that we want to be sure to get it across?
I think just the fact that we're across the country. You know, people wonder why organizations like ours are necessary. The sustained combat, you know, has gone away. Obviously, the Afghanistan piece is a whole separate topic. But we're out here across the country to support our veteran participants in their healing journey, whatever that looks like. So I just encourage people to go to the website, projecthealingwaters.org, learn how to volunteer, be a participant, help invest in the mission so we can grow. That's the most important thing.
Well, I'm going to look into talking with Becky and finding out a little bit more by going to one of the meetings, because you can only learn so much by listening to a 15-minute interview.
That's true. I think you'd really enjoy getting out there in person. And like I said, Becky's one of the best. So,
and by the way, anybody who's disabled to the point where they are in a wheelchair can still participate in the program, correct?
That's correct. And we have to, some of, not all of our programs are adaptive, but we make as much, many concessions as we can to ensure access. That's really an important thing. In fact, we're just working on a grant to get some, they're called track chairs, and they're motorized wheelchairs for a couple of our national destinations so that we have veterans who are wheelchair bound who can get access to the water through those track chairs. So that's, we don't want to limit access to anybody.
Well, I think the idea that you actually have fishing trips where people can go with you and get the instruction and the camaraderie is a fantastic thing. My guest today has been John Langford, Chief Executive Officer, Project Healing Waters. It's, I don't want to say a fly fishing club, because he said it's not, but it is in a way. As a disabled American veteran, you'd have access to learning how to build your own fly rod, tie your own flies, and even go on some trips at no cost to you. So I think it's a fantastic organization. John, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks so much for the time.
In about a year, we'll have you back and you can give us an update.
Come down in person. How about that? We'll have Becky take us out on the flats.
I'd love that. That would be fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Veterans Corner Radio. You're unique, you're special, you're great. Tell yourself so often, because you are, you know. And we'll talk to you again very soon on Veterans Corner Radio.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner with your host, Air Force veteran Bill Hodges. The views expressed on this program are those of Bill and his guests and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or governmental regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Veterans Corner.
Before we go, here's a quick final thought. Why not take a minute to follow or mark Veterans Corner Radio podcasts as a favorite? It's easy, and you'll be among the first to be notified when new episodes of the podcast are released. And thanks for listening to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.